Joining me live in studio is CEO of Star Valley Health. That's Mr. Dan Ordina. Dan, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, Duke. Good to be with you.
I appreciate you coming in today. Another beautiful January morning in western Wyoming, huh?
I love it. Love the snow.
Absolutely. An exciting time for Star Valley Health. We've been looking forward to this week for quite a while. The Alpine Clinic's been open for a couple of years. And when that opened, there was already plans and discussions for expansion, and we're to that point now. Tell us what's coming this weekend.
Yeah, we had 10,000 square feet of shelled space, and we knew that we needed to complete phase two in the this past year and a half, and so we decided on an emergency room and a cath lab and OR space to round out that 10,000 square feet.
And so all those preparations are done, and it sounds like the open house is this Saturday. What has been, maybe share with us something behind the scenes that the hospital has really worked on, that if unless you were in the industry and you know what goes into an expansion of a clinic like this, maybe the general average person like myself wouldn't know.
Well, I think it's important to know that the why behind it. There's a lot of research that goes into these types of services before you spend millions of dollars, putting in an emergency room and OR space, which are very, very expensive. We've done a lot of research over the last several years, and we knew that Alpine, the community up there, wanted emergency services. You think about it, they either have to go to Jackson, they have to go to Idaho Falls, or here down to Afton, and that's one of the top growing areas in the state, for example, if not the valley. And so you take that into account, and you have an emergency room on the drawing board. And then as you look at the demographic of Star Valley, a lot of people don't realize that the vast majority of folks here are actually 65 years and older. And so you have to start planning for retirees and people that are on Medicare. And those folks have a lot of conditions like heart disease, and they need total joint replacements, and they need orthopedics, and they need a vast array of services to make sure that we're taking care of them. Otherwise, they're going to have to traveling a long ways in this winter weather to get their health care. So that's really the why behind it, is how do you make sure that we're investing in the right things to allow people to get quicker access to good health care right at home.
And thus, people like Dr. Gonzalez, who we've talked to, and cardiology, mm-hmm. expanding there, and those types of services. So let's go through maybe some of the bigger services individually. Let's start with the emergency room, I'm assuming starting what this week, ER services will be available, right? In Alpine.
Yeah. Well, we'll certainly do the open house this week, and then starting next week, We're going to open the doors so people can start coming through for emergency services. We already have an urgent care up there, and so if they don't need a higher level of a visit, they can still go into the urgent care. But 24/7, if somebody really needs life-saving support and to get things checked out, if they're really worried about it, that'll be open next week.
Excellent. And as far as the operating services, the cardiology and those types of services.
Yep. So one of the major investments is a cardiac cath lab, and I think people will be amazed at the technology that we're putting in place there. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. And folks that that have heart issues, we're going to be doing lower acuity type interventional cardiology. So that, again, people don't have to travel a long ways. It's going to be the only cath lab in western Wyoming. And so I think, again, it's how do you keep those healthcare dollars in Wyoming and reinvest it back into jobs and other things. And we're excited about what Dr. Gonzalez brings to the table, him and his team. They've got a fantastic team, and folks that have gotten to know Dr. Gonzalez know that their care is exceptional, and this is just another level of care that he's going to be able to provide and the talents that he brings to the Valley.
Star Valley Health CEO Dan Ordina in studio this morning. So the public open house is this Saturday. I believe it runs from 10 to noon. So anybody's able to swing by, what should people expect when they go to the open house Saturday?
Oh, I think just a peek underneath the hood, you know, and be able to kick the tire, so to speak. You're going to be able to walk through and see the technology that I've already referred to, ask questions, learn more about the procedures that we're going to be doing there. And just see the next step going forward here in the Valley with our evolution of our healthcare delivery system, and I think if people just take a few minutes to take the time to walk through, it's, you know, if you don't do it this Saturday, you're not going to really be able to see those behind the scenes types of details and. Unless you're having a procedure, so encourage you to come out and enjoy the experience.
Well, Dan, just to reiterate, this is becoming its own facility. It's no longer just an extension of Afton anymore. I mean, Star Valley Health Alpine. I mean, it's its own place now, right?
Yeah, it's still technically connected to our campus. From a regulatory and standpoint, and but as far as the extent of services, absolutely. It's if you have, it's not a hospital per se because we don't have inpatient beds there, but as far as an emergency room and surgical services, urgent care, primary care, specialty care, it allows people to in the South Valley to just quickly get healthcare services, and that's really what we're trying to accomplish. And I think it's really hitting the mark.
Is this going to be maybe a completion of all the phases in Alpine, or are there more plans for the future?
You never say no. In fact, as you look at just the last couple of years, we used to have a 1,700 square foot little building providing services. Now we're over 20,000 square feet, and that's phase one. We bought enough land up there to make sure that there's room enough for a phase two and a phase three. And so over the next several decades, I think you're going to see the Alpine campus expand.
It's Dan Ordina, CEO of Star Valley Health. Open house in Alpine this Saturday from 10 to noon. Anything we missed, Dan, you'd like to mention?
No, just we want to thank the support for so many people and the many folks that have and their teams that have put together this wonderful project, and we're just excited to share it with the community.
Looking forward to it. That's Dan Ordina, CEO of Star Valley Health, this morning with us live on the Weekday Wake Up.